When fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. You see this embodied in the person of St. Paul, who has made himself a slave to all. I have become all things to all men so that some, at least some, will be saved, he says. In imitation of Jesus Christ, who said, I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for the many. As disciples of Jesus Christ, this is our model. To work against our ego and our pride that wants to put ourselves first, to impose our will upon others. But instead, like Christ, like St. Paul, like all the great saints of the church, to put ourselves last for the sake of the other. And then to condition our own lives. Once we've given our life away for the other, as St. Paul says, we don't forego our own life, our own salvation. We continue to train our bodies. He uses these great athletic images from the sporting world of training. That dedication, that determination, the grit that an athlete possesses and uses to make sure that they win for an award, for a crown, for a prize that passes away. St. Paul says that we're running for that imperishable crown of eternal salvation. And so we train our bodies, the interior life, through fasting and prayer and penance. So what a great day on Friday to have these readings to remind ourselves of the necessity, the importance of discipline, of self-discipline, so that we can become saints. And to be a slave like Jesus, to be a slave like St. Paul, also is the perfect readings for the great saint that we honor today, St. Peter Claver, as Jesuit priest in the 1600s, born in Spain, and felt the drive to go to the missions in Colombia, South America. And he called himself the slave to the slaves. When thousands and thousands of African slaves were being shipped across the Atlantic, most of them, or many of them, arriving dead or almost dead because of the horrendous conditions on the ships in which they were sailing. They would arrive at port and just be tossed onto the muddy ground to die right there on the shore. So St. Peter Claver and his companions would tend to these men in the worst conditions you can imagine. And so they would try to find any kind of bricks or any type of material to at least give these slaves an elevated bed on which to die. They say St. Peter Claver baptized over 300,000 people in the 40 years he spent there. He also spent hours and hours and hours in the confessional. Spent hours preaching in the city square. He had made himself a slave to all, so at least some would be baptized, some would be saved. You know, it's said, I don't know how true it is, but I like it. It says that he said, in order to be a saint, you only need two things: a strong stomach and a weak sense of smell. Because of the stench, the horrendous environment in which he voluntarily put himself, making himself a slave, dying to himself for the sake of the other. And so when St. Paul says, woe to me if I don't preach the gospel, we can't put any limitations on where Christ calls us. We can't fabricate our own way of life. We can't control the situations in which we will proclaim the gospel. We must go and proclaim. But he says elsewhere, St. Paul, freely we have received, freely we are to give. What do you have that you have that was not given to you? Once we encounter the saving love of Jesus Christ, how could we ever keep it to ourselves? And being compelled to those who are the furthest away, the poorest of the poor, those who are dying in the stench of slavery, of life, of just the worst conditions possible. The student must become like their teacher. The disciple must follow their master. Jesus went to the cross for our salvation. Where will you let him take you today?